Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Your favorite throughout Cintron on the Fan, Absolute Cintron on the Overnight. Number to join 888-808-1019. Joined by Mike Fliegelman behind the glass. Well, you did it, Giant fans. You got him. The one coach most of the fan base wanted. Number one candidate. Numero uno. John freaking Harbaugh. Unless something crazy goes wrong. But Adam Schefter did add that. Will become the new coach of the New York Football Giants. Congratulations. This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been dreaming of. This is what you hoped, Ben McAdoo would be for you. Pat Shermer would be for you. Joe Judge would be for you. Brian Daboll would be for you. A winning football coach. By the way, those are all the coaches after Tom Coughlin. Throwing Mike Kafka and throwing Spags. Those have been all the coaches that have walked through the doors. The Giants facility to run the organization. Ben McAdoo, 13-15. Spags, 1-3. Shermer, 9-23. Judge, 10-23. Dabes 20-40-1, Kafka 2-5. A lot of pathetic, sorry ass football. And now you have your head coach. Before I say this is a slam dunk, I want to see the staff he puts together, which is going to be real interesting with Jackson Dart, QB, Cam Scadaboo in the backfield. We don't know if Malik Nabers is going to be ready week one. What are you doing this draft? And who do they pair up with the young weapons on offense? That is the second most important hire when it comes to this Giant team. You got your coach. Bravo. You got him. Now, I'm not going to say NFC Championship game, here we come. But it's a start, hopefully in the right direction, for a fan base that's been starving for winning football. Starving for playoff appearances. Starving for positive football. Instead of the season being over before they hand out candy on Halloween. Now, I did a little digging, a little research. That's what we do around here, 888-808-1019. In 2006, you know who the coach of the Ravens was? Brian Belichick. They went 13-3 and lost in the playoffs 15-6. Why did I bring that up? Hang with me. 2007, the Ravens under Coach Belichick. 5-11. His quarterback, Steve McNair, Kai Bowler. Gone with the organization. Who takes over in 2008? John Harbaugh is hired as the head coach. Who's his quarterback? A rookie quarterback they drafted, Joe Flacco. Who's his running back? A rookie running back they drafted, Ray Rice. And what did they do that season? First year together. 11-5, AFC title loss. Got to the championship game. Lost to the Steelers 23-14. The reason I bring this up is because that's the success you're hoping for year one with Harbaugh. To pair with Dart, not a rookie, second year. Cam Scadaboo, not a rookie, second year, which is even better because they've already played a season in the NFL. They know what it's going to be like. That's what you're hoping for. That kind of turnaround, that kind of effect. They went from 5-11. Now, granted, the Ravens were beat up in 2007. Steve McNair was over the hill. But that's what you're hoping for. Harbaugh comes in. Flips the record around, 11-5, AFC title game. Here's another reason to have hope. Culture change. I should know. Had a rookie quarterback, Dan Quinn come in, culture changer. The organization rallied around him, played for him. The players played for him. They love him. They play tough. They never quit. And year one, NFC Championship game. So it is possible. I gave you an old example, and I gave you a new example. Now, the big thing when it comes to Jackson Dart is his health. Got to keep him healthy. You have to. No Dart, no sniff in the playoffs. No Scatterboo. You have some running backs that can get the job done. In the draft, number 5 pick we talked about this week, the Giants need to zero in on a wide receiver to pair with Malik Nabers, or at least have a wide receiver that can be a number one until Malik Nabers gets back, if he's not going to be ready for week one. Wendell Robinson won't be on this team next year. So you have to put weapons around Jackson Dart right out the gates. You don't want the same nonsense you had when he's taking, you know, unnecessary hits because he's got nobody open and he's trying to make plays. Now, I looked at the Ravens roster, upcoming free agents. And there's 3 guys that the Giants should bring in, that John Harbaugh should bring in from his Ravens program to the Giants. What is the lead on the defensive side of the ball? Now, he wants to retire a Raven, but now with Harbaugh gone, who knows? And that's a guy like Kyle Van Noy, a winner, a leader, makes plays happen, tough player, a toughness this Giants defense lacked. Another guy that you can bring in, had an offseason, you know, dealt with injuries. But man, the year before, he was a stud. And that's the tight end position, Isaiah Likely. Can stretch the field. I know you have Theo Johnson with his stone hands. Relax. Isaiah Likely. Bring him in to give Jackson Dart another weapon on the offensive side of the ball. He can extend the field. Solid player when he's healthy. And then the third guy is a Pro Bowler. To anchor the offensive line for the Giants, and that's the center position. Tyler Lindenbaum, he's a free agent, Pro Bowler. I think those 3 guys, if you can bring those guys here, at least 2 of them, to set the tone for what John Harbaugh is trying to do with the Baltimore, what he did in Baltimore to do with the New York Giants. I think those moves right there, slam dunk, you got the number 5 pick. Go sign a wide receiver. I mean, go draft a wide receiver. We've gone over them ad nauseum. I like Lemon from USC.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are 2 ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality Gaze. Let's love!
And away you go. In a division where there was only 1 team over 500, the Eagles, who have their own issues. They're looking for an OC. Who knows what's going to happen with the roster? The Cowboys, year 2. They won the 500. Commanders, a bunch of injuries. The oldest farce of a roster in the league last season. Flopped. They're looking for a DC. Brian Flores was in the building. Interviewing for the job. Please get it done. But in my opinion, the division's going to be wide open. Wide open. You just want competitive football as a Giant fan year 1. Progress year 1. I'm not going to sit here and say 12, 13 wins. I'm not going to do that. I got to see what the finished product is first. What the roster looks like after the draft, during free agency. What direction they're going in. What coordinators John Harbaugh brings with him. It's a home run of a hire. For me to call it a slam dunk, a grand slam of a hire, let's see the coordinators he brings in. Let's see what kind of offense they run, the defensive scheme. Let's see what they draft. And I got to give the man credit. I have to. Because I thought John Harbaugh wouldn't take this job with Joe Shane running the show. And they've been in constant communication, a lot of talking, figuring it out, Zooming, telegramming, Instagram DMs, whatever. They were communicating. And Joe Shane having the job didn't deter John Harbaugh from taking the job. Bravo to the Giants organization, top to bottom. Bravo. Even the old heads, Brian Daboll, all class, giving a stamp of approval of a franchise that fired him. All class. And the Giants finally, and they've never done this, hire a Super Bowl winning coach for the first time in franchise history. At least that's what I read. They wanted Jim Harbaugh. Didn't happen back in the day. They got John Harbaugh. A Super Bowl winning coach. Yes, it was a while ago, but it's still on your resume. Super Bowl winning coach. I read the records for the previous Giant coaches. One thing I can say about John Harbaugh, he's had 1, 2, 3 losing seasons as the Ravens coach. 3 losing seasons. That's it. It went sour with Lamar Jackson. It got stale. You know, they had loaded rosters. That's why I'm a little, let's see how everything plays out year one. Because I don't think the Giants roster is going to be as loaded as the Ravens rosters have been. But it's year one to build a program, to lay the foundation. But this is a beautiful hire. It's a home run hire. Giant fans have every right to be happy. I'm not a John Harbaugh guy. I wanted McCarthy to be the Giant coach. I thought it would have been a grand slam, a dunk, a home run of a hire as well. But this too, man, I can't knock this like that. This is, you get a proven winner in the building, a guy who doesn't know what 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 losing seasons is. His team's always in it. And that's what you want as a Giant fan. Consistency on the winning side. Consistency. Positive consistency. That's what you want. You want him to break the curse of seasons around here being over before Halloween. Now, how many wins John Harbaugh alone does he mean for this team? The hire alone. Well, I don't know. Anything can happen. I'm not taking injuries into account because that can happen. Hopefully, Jackson Dart this offseason. Watches a lot of tape on themselves. I'm sure he's doing. I'm sure he's done. And going into next season, picks and chooses his spots, when to take off, when to make plays happen. Not every play has to feel like fourth down game on the line. His value is way more important being on the field and available than being in the blue tent and renting out space in there. But man, as a Giant fan, you have to be super excited. You have to be. Regardless if you had Harbaugh 2 or 3, you got him. No matter where you had him on the list, you got him. You have a proven winner, a respected coach. No one can mock this hire. No one. And if they do, they're just a hater. No one can mock this hire. I just want to see the staff he puts together and what direction and philosophies he implements when it comes to this roster and his organization. That's what I want to see. And then I'll tell you, you know what? This was a grand slam. Right now, it's a homer. It's a home run of a hire. For me to say grand slam? It's a solo homer. Maybe a 2-run homer. For me to say grand slam again, I have to see the coordinators he brings in, the roster he puts together, who stays, who goes, what direction they go in the draft. And then, as a fan of the division, it's a big deal. I have my team in the division. So, speaking for somebody who's going to, you know, my team's going to line up with the Giants twice a year, like, this is a big deal. It's instant credibility for the New York Giants. There's an adult in the room. He's not going to take any crap. He's going to lay the law down. I just want to see what coordinators he brings in, what kind of offense they run, defensive coach he brings in, special teams coach he brings in, which was his specialty. Before I put a number on wins and losses, Malik Nabers is a huge piece to this. Because, you know, by all accounts, he's not going to be ready for week one, week two, might be week three. That's a big deal. Because you still have to have the players to win. Giants have a nice young core. They definitely do. And they're ahead of what Harbaugh had year one on the offensive side of the ball. In Baltimore, when you had a rookie quarterback, Joe Flacco, and a rookie running back in Ray Rice, the Giants have second-year Jackson Dart, second-year Cam Scatterbo coming off a horrific injury, and the number 5 pick in the draft. Things are looking up for the New York Giants.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.